You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, darling ducklings, my cherished ducklings. I'm Perry Lyons, and this is A1R Radio and Moonstruck TV. We're here every week. Well, I'm here every week, so I guess they are too. Anyway, so I'm glad you came to meet me at the crossroads of destiny and desire, and also Maple Street, but we don't talk about that. So, hi. I'm going to do the psychic tarot weather, which is just like regular weather, except less damaging to crops. And what is today, May 20th? Yes, I'm going to pull the cards for the week of May 20th to May 27th, which is Wednesday to Wednesday. So the tarot weather this week goes from my show to my show next week. So pretty much a me-centric universe. You may ask my permission to do things, but granted. Okay. And also, I'm staring at the phone like a lovesick teenager, waiting for your call so I can answer your questions, even the ones you didn't know you had. So there. All right. It's been an interesting week. I don't know about you. This past week, I was a grumpy puss. I got grumpy with everybody. So I Nancy, I apologize. Katarina, I apologize. Everybody. So here's the psychic tarot weather. The first card is the beginning of the week. Second card is the middle-ish of the week, the weekend. Oh, hi, Tammy. Spickard, Missouri. I love Missouri. So I'll be with you in 3 minutes. Love Missouri. Okay. While I'm doing that, would you package and send me some barbecue, please? Thank you. Okay. So the first card this week, the first few days of the week, is the Lover's card. And the Lover's card is beautiful. It's a beautiful deck. In fact, my friend Nancy, who was pet I bit off earlier this week, gave me this deck. But if you're in a new love affair or you're in a relationship that may have been sort of coughing up blood in the last few weeks, suddenly things are better. And that you're starting to see a real turnaround. And I don't know if everybody just decided to let the other person do whatever it is they're doing. Well, I mean, within legal limits, obviously, but, the Mel Robbins let them technique, which is very smart. So that's the beginning of the week. The middle of the week is interesting. That's this weekend, and appropriately enough, the Devil card, which has nothing to do with the actual devil. It's just a symbol. Do not get alarmed. But the symbol means that there's a possibility that you might be tempted to get sucked into old patterns in either a new relationship or the relationship you're working on. You could also meet somebody if you're single. You probably meet somebody that's within the next 2 weeks. The Lover's card and this card and the next card, which you're also going to like, are about like the this week immediately. So be careful. So if you've always sort of, played the victim in relationships or been too picky, it broke up with somebody because they wore one brown sock and one black sock, this is the week not to do that, to look at your old patterns, to not over-communicate or not overproduce, as a girlfriend of mine who is a dating coach genius says. Okay, and the last card is a very reassuring card because even if you do that, you can still fix it because you've got this card sticking together. I think I spilled some cider in my... anyway, they're sticking together, so just pay attention to the first one. I'm not being very professional right now. Hold on. Everything I say is still valid, but pretend you only see one card here. But that's the Two of Cups. And if you'll notice, these two people are exchanging a loving cup. And the cup goes from like their throat area, which is the truth-telling chakra, covers their heart area, and goes down to like their navel area, which is about confidence and being in the world with love. That's Archangel Raphael above them, and that's the Asclepius, which is the healing symbol that you see in doctor's prescription pads. Not that you go around looking at those, but if you did, it's on there. Anyway, so that just means that the relationship you're in and that you've been working on is lovely. It's got a firm foundation, and it's going to work out. Ta-da! There you go. Okay, my darling, my little Missouri Belle, are you still there?
I am.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you. I like to connect people through their birthdays. So when is your birthday?
My birthday is April 21st.
Ooh. Do you identify as an Aries or a Taurus?
Taurus.
Yeah. Good. We love those. So this last month it must have been pretty good for you. Taurus season. And
yep.
I love Taurus season. I get a lot of gardening done. But Tauruses are very straight talking. They're very honest. And so during Taurus season, sometimes even those of us who are not Tauruses get in a little trouble for that. Anyway, how can I help you today, my darling?
Well, I would just like to, should I just ask you some questions or
yeah,
can you just give me
a
basic?
Yeah.
Okay, like on my business and my personal life, how's it looking?
Ask a question that I can see is at the top of your mind. I'd love to do all of those, but keep in mind we have about 7 minutes. It's not as long a show as it usually is. So I'll cover as much as I can. But there's a question that you're a little afraid to ask, but I can tell you the person you're worried about hearing this, they're not listening. Not because it's not a great show. They're just off doing something else. Okay. So what is it?
Okay. Well, let's go with there's been a certain person in my life for like 7 years. Joe, yeah. I mean, is a good friend of mine, but do you see anything there?
Do you know, tell me his birthday but what month is he born in?
January.
So he's a Capricorn, not an Aquarius?
Correct.
Yeah. Do you mind if I ask, have you been intimate during this whole time? I get the feeling that you have.
I have not.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I get the feeling that there's a friendship that's about to burst into flame in a good way. It's funny because, you know, women, we get into this thing of waiting for guys to make the first move, which I approve of because it's just easier. But sometimes you have to give them hints. And men being men, sometimes those hints include hiring a plane to skywrite over his favorite beach. Hey, you idiot, ask me out. I think you're going to have to turn up the heat in this a little. He got really badly burned by a relationship once. It was a while ago, but oh boy. You've had a couple of difficult relationships. You had one really good one, but he got his ass kicked, handed to him on a platter.
Yeah.
I mean, this person put his heart to the blender and then fed it to the cat. Not good.
Right.
I mean, cat liked it, but not good generally. So I think he's a little gun shy. And I think you're going to have to kind of give him hints. I also think that you're I think you're so straightforward that sometimes you think flirting is a little not in your range. It definitely is. Taurus women, when they feel like it, outgun any of the other signs in flirting because you're ruled by Venus. And that's a very big part of you. And you're very good at the other stuff, which we're not going to go into because it's not that kind of channel. But so you have a lot to offer. I also think he's got a massive crush on you. Now, he has a couple of kids, right?
He does, 16.
Yeah. And that's a difficult age. So he's partly distracted by that. And he's partly a little worried about what the kids will say if he introduces you as something other than a really good friend. But they don't have to know.
Uh-huh.
You're a friend.
Right. That's
you
true.
Guys have, and you've already established emotional intimacy and mental connection. You trust each other, which is 98% of a romantic relationship. Much more.
Yep, I agree with that.
Trust is the greatest aphrodisiac. It really is. Now, having gotten that out of the way, because I think he's probably going to you're probably going to not trick him, but you're going to ease him into a position where he can make a move without feeling like he's lost face. He's also very proud in a very quiet way. I don't think he's a big, like, da-da-da-da-da kind of guy. I think he's...
No, he's not.
I think he's quiet and steady. I like him. He's like somebody who the actor Henry Fonda would have played in a movie in the 40s. I like old movies, sorry. I can definitely see something unfolding slowly. You can let it unfold slowly, or you can, you know, do the woman thing where you run until you let him catch you, basically. Because he's old-fashioned, so you can't be too forward, but you can hint, because subtlety is not a strong point of his. Got it? But he's got a crush on you.
Right, so. Got it.
And you guys are very well
suited. All right, yep.
Very.
Yes.
Capricorn and Taurus rocks. Best combo ever. The question about your career, ask me that one now, too. Got a little time.
Where I have a 501c3, and I'm wondering if it's going to do good, or is it going to, what do I need to do, or anything, I guess, anything you can tell about it.
And you fell out for a second. It sounded like you had a Bible mo, and I don't think that's what you
said. A 501c3, so it's a not-for-profit.
Oh, great.
That I'm helping
for
people.
You. Oh,
and I also
wonderful.
Have a thrift store, but but above the thrift store.
I'm coming. I love thrift stores. Oh, so you have
to. Yes, in Trenton, Missouri.
Trenton, Missouri. Do you want? Can I tell folks what the store is, or do you want to remain under the radar?
Sure. It's the Weeping Willow Thrift.
Weeping Willow Thrift Store in where, Missouri?
Trenton.
Trenton, Missouri? Folks, I can tell by this lady's voice and total awe, and also I'm a 25-year psychic, so it's a great store. You should go. And I think because you're a Taurus, also, you've got a fantastic eye for treasures, so you know exactly what to put in there. I want to come. Okay, I'm coming to Missouri.
Oh, come on. Yep.
Dust your guest room. The second thing, the 401k is going to be doing beautifully. The only hitch I see, and this is something that's so fixable, is I think you're a little like me. I grew up in the generation like right before cell phones and YouTube and stuff. And there's a part of me that's like, well, ladies don't push themselves out there. I'm a lady, which is really dumb. I mean, I can still be a lady and have a YouTube channel, but I think it would be really good for you to talk about thrifting, how to thrift, start a YouTube channel, because I can tell you're very attractive. Don't argue with me. You're not a good judge of that. I am. Ask everybody around you. We got one more minute, so I'm going to talk fast. I would also go a little public with the 401k with a nonprofit. I think it's a beautiful cause, and also people are desperate to do something that makes them feel good about themselves and our culture right now, because there's so much negativity. Bless you for doing that. And, you know, I'm happy to promote it on my Facebook or anything else you'd like. You know, I love supporting my cherished ducklings. Please do that. Okay. My Facebook page is ready. Perry Lyons. So that P-E-R-I-L-Y-O-N-S. Go to either one of them. Go to the private one first and the personal one first. And if you can post both of those on my book, Facebook, and I'll check in with you and see how you're doing. Because I think you've got a great year. You're welcome. I'm not just saying that. You have a great year coming up. You really do. And it's going to start early in July. And I think that's around the time. I think you and this guy in a July 4th picnic is a magic combination.
All right.
Let me know what happens.
Sounds good.
All right, sweetheart.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
You're awesome. Uh-huh. I get the best callers.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys. I'm Perry Lyons. I'm the New York City celebrity psychic, and you're you, which is really awesome. I'm here 9 p.m. live on Wednesdays. Call in. I'm New Yorker profiled, Time Out New York, best psychic in New York, and that color looks great on you. And I love you. So see you next week. Bye, guys.